Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Karisus Daf Chav Zayin, Karisus 27 and Chav Zayin Amabez at the top of the page. There is a mission. The mission discusses somebody, whether he or his father separated an animal as a sin offering for a specific sin, and now the person either wants to bring the sin for another bring the offering for another sin, or the son of the father who died wants to bring the offering for his own sin, not for the sin that the father had designated it for. So says our Mishnah, Hamafresh, somebody who is obligated to bring a chatas, and he separated this sin offering, and as a result of this, Hamafresh chatas, so he separated his sin offering from mace, and then he died before he was able to bring it. Oyevienu b'no tachtov, his son is not able to bring it in his behalf. And the way the commentaries understand it is that this means that if his son had committed his own sin, he cannot bring the animal that his father had separated for a sin offering to atone for his sin. And don't interpret the Mishnah that the son cannot bring this animal on behalf of his father's sin, because that we don't have to, that for sure we can't say, for two reasons. We know that a chatas shemesos bawa is mesa, that a sin offering whose owner died is itself, the animal is supposed to die, it can't be brought. But in this case, Rashi explains, Ein sarach omer al chaytav, you for sure can't say that it's being brought for the sin of the father. The ein kaparo achar misa, because there's no such thing as atoning for the person who died. That's what Rashi says. Ein kaparo achar misa. Once the person dies, they can't achieve atonement. We'll come back to that line. First, we'll finish the Mishnah. It says our Mishnah, so too, if somebody designated a chatas for a specific sin, you can't bring it from one sin to another sin. You can't bring this animal to atone for a sin that he might have, that he did, that he separated, and then he did the sin after he already separated the animal. And afilu hifrish achelo shacho amish, even if it was the same type of sin, let's say he designated this animal for a chelov that he ate yesterday, and now he cannot bring it anymore for chelov that he ate today. And what's the reason? Shenemar, because it states with respect to the obligation of a sin offering in Leviticus chapter 4 verse 28, maybe carbono siras. Izim, he should bring his goat as an offering, a female goat, for al chata so asher chata, so for the sin offering that he made, which means karbano al chata so, his carbon for his sin offering, karbano shem chata, so that the sin offering, the offering must be made for specifically, it has to be designated for that sin, and you can't transfer it from one sin to another. And this is very important, a very deep idea, that when you come to atone, when we come to atone for a sin, we can't just say, oh, for anything I might have done. No, it needs to be designated and like earmarked for the specific sin that we committed. Otherwise, how are we possibly repenting or atoning? We have to know what we're atoning for. But Rashi says the reason why you cannot bring, why his son cannot bring it, this sin offering that his father had separated, is because in kaparo achar misa, there's no such thing as atonement after death. This is a big problem, because we know that there are gemaras that talk about that you can achieve kapara after death, that after somebody has died, a person is indeed able to still achieve atonement. Indeed, the Beis HaOtzer raises this point, because we know that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Gemara in Sanhedrin 47a, discusses a situation where Rabbi Nosson says, Simen Yafo Meis, Shenifra, and that this refers to a situation where simen yafel meis, it's a good sign for a dead body, where something goes wrong at the funeral. If something happens at the funeral, for example, and somehow or other the there is disrespect shown to the coffin, like, for example, if a wild animal comes and attacks it, or if rain, heavy rain falls on it, that we see under these circumstances, Rabbi Nosson says it's simen yafel for the meis, it's a good sign for the dead, because he's actually going to get atonement as a result of this. And so therefore, how can we say that there's, how can Rashi say en kapara achar misa, that there's no atonement after death, when we see from here specifically that there can be atonement after death? That's what Rabbi Nosson says, and there are other cases in Chas which seem to say that. So the answer of the Beis HaOtzer is that That which we say that there's in kaparo mason, that there's no atonement after death, that's specifically by a carbon, that you don't bring a carbon, an offering for somebody who died, because the death is going to serve as an atonement, and you don't need to bring another carbon. But there are other ways where you could achieve atonement. And indeed, the Sefer Hasidim talks about a situation. In Sefer Hasidim, it talks about Simen Kuf Ayin, it talks about a chassid who made a vow on account of the souls and on account of his relatives. And then afterwards, he made it just a general vow for all the souls. And he made basically a vow to give charity. And the Sefer Hasidim says, well, if you're going to ask, why do you need to give charity? I thought, what about the Gemara that says there's no kapara after the dead? So he says, the Sefer Hasidim answers that, Sefer Hasidim is written in Germany in the 12th century, and it explains that which we stated, that you don't bring the sin offering, is because an offering comes to remove the yesurim, it comes to remove the afflictions, and this person is already deceased. However, tzedakah, which we're giving, that is similar to charities, which is similar to the egla rufa, which we said in our Gemara, chavavam beis, which we said, or chavavam ra'af, where the egla rufa can even atone retroactively. And so therefore, it's like an olah offering that a person is able to bring if their father had separated. So we see from here that there's a distinction between a sin offering that we don't bring after a person's death, but we can give charity and commit ourselves to doing righteous acts on behalf of the deceased, and that indeed does work after the death of a person. So therefore, one can do a kapara, just not a sin offering, for a deceased.